5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Drop it. Jesus, dude, I'm giving you enough breaks to have you in the cast. Happy birthday to Max tonight on the bench. I like this dude. Oh, by the way, I have peanut butter stuck in my mouth. Oh, my God, fumble. There was an incomplete pass. That was the worst pass I've ever seen in my life in that A&M game. By the way, it's 23-14. Would another one 30-14? They're going to pick him off right here and score and win 30-14 and cover. Watch. You mark my words. Because they got to do something. They're going to be ranked number 5 by the time this game's over. Florida State's done nothing to impress. A&M just opened some eyes is what happened tonight. Big Lock in Jersey.
Big boy.
I like you, man. What's up?
I like you too, man. You know you're my man, 50 grand.
You're a freak,
yellow's coming, man.
When I come to New York, I'm going to booze with you, bro.
Yo, most definitely we're going to hook up. But, yo, man, it's time to put the baseball to the side. Mark McGuire, that's all good and good. But, yo, football is coming, and I'm hyped up.
I told you I punched some dude today, and that makes me think of football.
Well, yo, man, sometimes you got to jack a brother up every now and again. Just let him know don't be sticking your head in your business, man.
And you know, it's just people touching me.
Yeah, I dig that, man. You know you're a very important brother. You can't be getting all jacked up.
No, I've just been rolled too many times and beat up too many times, and I've been in too many brawls, and I don't like people touching me.
You got to do a project style like we do. Just stomp mud holes in people's
faces. I've had my face kicked in. I don't have any time anymore for people breathing on me.
But, yo, my
girl's got to be naked with me, and that's what I'm talking about.
I feel you. But, yo, for real, what's up? Yo, you got to let me know when you're doing the picks and stuff, because, man, I got to make me some money, and I'm going to chill with you on the picks this year, baby.
Well, I mean, all night, every night from now until you die. I mean, right. The bottom line is what I do is, you know, you're looking at least 35 to 40 college games on the board in Vegas that I bring all week long, any time of the night, anyone that calls. And what I do is I hit, and that's just the way it is. I mean, for 5 years running, I'm on in frickin' 2 stations in Vegas.
I feel you, man.
Pros, I do all of the games and the totals. And, I'll be honest. I don't do great work on totals, but, decent, solid. But I'm a dude, Brett, as you can document here for me, that typically is better with the number than I am a total. My totals are like wondering if you're going to run out of toilet paper before you're done. You know what I'm saying? You're like, how am I going to make it over here?
There's brothers out here, man, that's not listening to your picks. They don't know your knowledge on sports, man. I'm trying to put brothers deep, but they don't want to listen to Big Lock, man. So I'm trying to hip them, man.
Well, I talked about that Steeler game, and I think, Lock, it's Very scary. I think that's why Vegas, you know, I try to be real smart about it. I think the reason why it's a push is the game is going to be in a new stadium with rowdy fans, very steep over the ball. And I think that the only way the Ravens can win is if they control the ball and then get some breaks. I don't think that they're that impressive with their preseason. They can stick that in their ear. I think that the Steelers are a much better football team in basically every phase of the game. They got better everything, coaching, everything. You know, I'm not going to diss Marcia Brody. He's a veteran of the game, but I'd rather have Bill Cowher any day of the week. And I'll tell you, I think that down to it, at all the skill positions and everything, receiver, I don't think they're as quick as Cordell Stewart. I don't think that their run stop, based on what I saw last year, which gave up just huge amounts per game. I mean, you know, it's not like I think that they're that bad. I like Lewis. I'm not going to sit here and say that the Ravens can't win football games this year, but I don't think that they're going to win that many. I don't think Vegas does, but I can see them being in the game. And then the Steelers get lucky in a field goal, 20-17 type thing.
But, yo, one quick question on B.I. because I'm going to get the break. But, yo, does the NFC really scare you, man? Because they don't scare me. Big Lock is out. Keep doing what you're doing, big boy. I'm out.
Freak out with the Big Lock. You got to love him. Is the NFC East, NFC West, NFC South? Who cares? You know, every game is a game that I like watching. I'm really big into, Pharrell, into competition, the competitiveness of the game, the number. I'm very animated when I watch a football game. I'm crazy. I talk to the TV. I think I'm coaching. But one thing I don't like doing is guesstimates down the road stuff. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who's going to be the wild cards? I want to talk about the freaking games that are going on that week, and I really want to talk about none of this, like, predictions of who's going to do this and that. Because what I've noticed is that the reason I do the gig is because I tell it like it is. Most of these dudes are talking hot air and guessing out their ass. I mean, every guy, even the ESPN net boy, is predicting the Super Bowl winner. I mean, I don't, the lady that does the cleaning at night's doing picks. I don't need to do guesstimates, and I almost frankly won't do them. I talk about the games at hand. What do I think of the NFC? I think it's there, and there's games available. And I get them all on the TV. We'll go to Chattanooga next. Came from Florida State with a great run a minute ago. He broke 15 tackles to gain 1 yard. But it was the effort I've seen from this kid, this 23. I don't even know who he is. Who is that dude? Find out who that kid is. 23. No timeouts up for either team, and it's under a minute. This game is over. It's going to end just like this. If Florida State tries to score right now, the only way they'll do it is with a breakaway. But I don't think they can. Well, they've called a timeout. It was the last timeout. It's over. But do you think Florida State will stick them here and try to score through the air? No way. They're running the ball right now. Every play. The clock. So they can't stop the clock. The game is going to end. So they will not cover 15. 800 bench tonight. Albert Bell, Garcia Parra, Manny Ramirez. All with home runs tonight, along with Sosa, number 55. I guess that's all that matters. Alou drove in a couple of runs. This guy is an incredible baseball player. He's so in different styles, but the same type of production and play and hustle and great, you know, inspiring type defensive plays and an arm and everything. Like Roberto Clemente, my God, what do you need to frickin' know? McGuire 0 for 3 tonight, but Brian Jordan homered, and the Cardinals beat the Marlins 5-3. Houston 4-3 over Atlanta. Cubs 5-4 over the Reds. That Sosa shot a two-run shot. Juan Gonzalez drove in 7 runs. Max is back from Maui. Tewksbury with a win tonight for the Twins, 2-1. Rick Aguilera closed it out, I believe. Saberhagen won a game. Bell's 41st. Ramirez is 34th. And Garcia Parra's 29th. Today, Max is 27th. Brett just told me it was the 31st of the month. I watched the Farley special on Saturday Night Live on Saturday night, and I zipped my pants. That dude was so funny. But you had to have known watching Saturday Night Live that he was going to drop. I mean, my God, dude. Here's how I figure that goes down. All of them that are like that. I just say, look, pea-sized heart, boom, dead. That fat'll just suck you in. It's nasty. Do you want to eat fat on a steak? No, I didn't. I'm not making fun of fat people, man. I know all kinds of fat people, but it depends on what type of fat you are. And today I was looking at steaks that had fat on them, and I argued with the guy at the store, and I almost punched him. Mike in Chattanooga.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Could you pull me up a 44-ounce 7-Eleven Big Dump cup out of your garbage can and pour me some lukewarm room temperature Blue 9 in?
I love it. Every week he's got some new vulgar drink.
I need a cap and a straw.
I love this dude. What's up, bro?
And happy birthday to Max.
Yeah, he's back from Maui with airport gifts.
I need a Maui tater.
There's nothing like that airport in Oahu. You just, I mean, dude, they're from all over the world coming in there, and you just sit out in these little pond areas and burn.
Yeah, burn them taters.
Florida State won 23-14.
Plus, I also orgasmed on you giving the guy a knuckle sandwich on getting in your face or in your space.
What would you do?
Well, I haven't had it happen, but I was just imagining. That's why I just had to orgasm.
I'm not even kidding. Some dude walked in, he's like, hey, big man. I'm like, I'll show you big, bitch. Boom.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk. I jacked him. It hurt my hand. I hit him so hard.
Too bad.
He fell back. That was it. I tore out on him. I spun tire, and I wish I would have whiplashed the car to the left so I would have freaking crippled him.
Oh, I just hope you don't get carpal tunnel syndrome from it.
I won't get anything. Bob Rell. Jeff Kent hit his 25th home run for the Giants in the fourth inning of the San Francisco game at 3:00. And it's 1-1 in the sixth. The Mets are up 3-1 on the Dodgers. Beautiful Dodgers. Hi, friends. I'm giving for real all I need. Did you see what Kerry Wood did tonight? 10 strikeouts, and he hit a two-run shot. He hit a two-run homer. Brett's on the phone with his lover. He missed that home run there. Let's see, that's 10 seconds. 15.
It's actually your lover, Fantasy Frank.
You're a funny guy. I'm going to come in and squirt this water bottle full of hockey pus on you. God, that was unbelievable. Brett with a foul mouth. TJ in Detroit.
Hey, what's up, bro?
I hear they're getting a new morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Some writer from New York or something.
Yeah.
Congratulations from all of us here at FOB.
Can't wait.
Your 79 Cadillac Eldorado will be waiting for you out front. And have a fabulous time in Williamsburg, Virginia on a weekend for three.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Hey. So I heard you talking about boxing, right?
Brett didn't even play the game show music. This is really, I mean, he's 0 for 2 within this segment.
He's talking to his lover, right?
Max, shut up in the back so I can freaking cooperate with Brett here.
Is he still talking to his lover?
He said it was my lover, but I can guarantee you that Furious Frank is not my lover. This guy eats pizza and got sauce on his lip. He's just a beer-chugging, gambling freak. Anyway, what do you want to say about Prince Nassim Hamid?
Nassim Hamid. Have you heard of him?
Of course, I've seen him fight.
Have you seen him? What do you think about him for boxing?
I saw him get his ass knocked down, and he got up, and he got lucky he won the fight. But
he's against Kevin Kelly?
Yeah, he's a dancer, and you know, he's droppable. After I saw that, I know that he is 95% show, and he's definitely a great boxer in terms of...
He's pretty exciting, man.
Well, he's really exciting and speed quick and cocky and everything like that, but I'm just saying straight up. Honestly, you know, I saw him go down hard, and he didn't know what hit him. So, you know, I seen it, so I'm going to wait for him to go down again. I think he's a great fighter. He'll probably win most of his fights because the talent out there is so bad.
Yeah.
Why, what do you want to say about him? You think he's the stuff?
I just think he's really exciting to watch.
He is. I mean, he's a showman. He's like... But it's no different than anything I've seen over the years. I'm not going to sit here and go crazy. I could talk about everybody from Hector Macho Camacho doing his dances and Mike Tyson coming out like some type of frickin' Gold's Gym lifter. Good hearing from you. We'll come back and do our furious Varela Frank fantasy shot with a Reno connection on a bench.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hi, this is Chris Myers of ESPN's Up Close, and you are, I think the term is raging with Pharrell on the bench, and that deserves a wow.
800 bench tonight. He had Magic Johnson on today. It was a pretty good interview. It was a really good interview. What am I talking about? 800-236-2429. I'm talking about Chris Myers and Up Close. I watch that show periodically. And he's been on the show before. He's cool.
Another guy that's been on the show, Roy Firestein. Roy Firestone.
Oh, jeez, Max, man. What are you, drinking Mai Tai still? Roy Firestone.
Yeah, still a little, yeah, sorry. But anyway,
Steen
I watched his...
Stein, did you hear? What, are you trying to match names up?
No, but anyway, I watched his special with Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders, and who was the last person?
Yeah, Cordell Stewart was on there as well. And Barry Sanders, right. Yeah, Rice will start this week. How do you think he's going to do after all of his problems?
I'm guessing 6 receptions for 80 yards.
That's a good call. Our fantasy segment with Furious Frank in lovely Reno. Hey.
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Frank?
Good. How about you?
Now, we were going to have you shot or something. Would you? Last week we didn't hear from you, so we were going to have you shot.
Yeah, those hitmen out for me.
Yeah, if you know, we're not really big on, I mean, we like you, but, you know, Max says that we should have killed you. We're like, you know, we're waiting for you. We're like, but I mean, what matters is starting this week, really. But
exactly.
If you tell us how the fantasy league would have gone over the weekend with the last preseason games, how, like, guys would have done.
Emmett had a great game 2 games ago. This last weekend, he was terrible.
Right.
He's going to be a big key for our team.
I don't think he's going to have any big games.
Yeah, we just need him to get some carries. You know, Chris Warren getting hurt is going to help us because Emmett will be the man for sure.
Can he take a beating anymore?
I hope so.
Terrell Davis, they got beat, which was kind of funny, but obviously they didn't care or try, and they went on the trip, and they were probably lazy, but they start... at home against New England next Monday night.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
I think that Terrell Davis will be tough to stop at Mile High on the opener.
Yeah, well, he's our man.
How would have our quarterbacks done?
Aikman's been horrible. Mitchell's been pretty good. You know, Mitchell has great games at home and crappy ones on the road.
And that's great because they're playing at Green Bay. And I think, I'll tell you, it'll be interesting to see how he does. I think he's better in warm weather and indoors than he is in cold weather, yeah. No doubt.
Thing is, Packers get a big lead. Maybe we'll get some garbage time.
You know, I don't think that the Packers are being very smart with Dorsey Levens. They can talk all they want about how great a shape he's in. But just because they're giving him this fat deal, they're going to put him in the starting lineup. And I know that they need to because they've got no backs and everything. But he'll get injured.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been hit yet. I don't care what kind of shape he is.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. He has the highest percentage of anybody on that team that could pop a string or something. Working out in front of the, you know, local gym rats and your wife in the garage is a little different than getting, as you know, popped.
Exactly. Well, we go against EA Sports this week, and they got Levin. So this is the week to go against them because you just don't think you can't figure he's going to do very well.
So what do you mean by we go against EA Sports?
That's who we're playing this week.
Is that how it amounts? Like, how does it go week to week? You get matched up against somebody?
Right. You go head to head. So
how many?
What's that?
How many teams are in our league?
10.
All right, so we play EA Sports.
EA Sports, those are the guys that screwed us by taking Fumatu Mafa'awa.
Well, they're going to learn a lesson because...
That's right, because we got Randy Moss.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is that I get along great with the EA Sports
dude. They're great.
I used to work with them.
That's right, you told me about that, yeah.
But just because I did, we'll crush them.
Exactly. Well, you know what, though? They're good guys, and they promised me the new Madden game. They'll send me a free copy, so that makes it worth it right there.
There you go. Now, who do we now? How does it go down? We have to wait until Tuesday to get results.
Well, we'll pretty much know Monday night because I'll just figure it out.
Like after the Monday night game.
Yeah, but like going into Monday night.
So the Monday night game should end every week, like around now.
Exactly, and that's when I'll be calling you.
All right.
And like going into the Monday night game, I'll know exactly what the score is. You know, hopefully.
And league standings.
Right, and hopefully. You know, it'll be pretty close, and we'll have Terrell Davis going, and he'll get us the W.
All right, you're the man, Frank. We'll talk to you,
see you next week, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be big on the Monday nighter. Try not to get too drunk. He'll be drunk for the Monday night football game. Then again, who won't be? We're doing lockdown situation here on the Mahogany, and we're talking about every single pro game and number. And I got all of the college games, not only Saturday's, you know, 5 million games, but I'm giving out Thursday nighters too, but nothing too drastic. I'll talk about that Virginia-Auburn matchup. Arizona, Hawaii, Northern Illinois, and Western Michigan can go to hell, and so can Ohio U and NC State. I don't care about any of those teams that aren't going anywhere fast. Thank you, Barry. Hope you're feeling all right. Pharrell with you. By the way, Brad Abbott I was at the beach and Anderson Cowan, you hear me? Great job on that show Friday. Dark brown eyes in a dark olive tent. I was at the Metallica show, and they ran like a worst of, and we love them. Our worst of is better than your best of. And they're still fun and funny and all of that business. And then there was periodic stops of freakness where you'd think that I was there. Because that's the way we do it. And we're in L.A., but that doesn't matter either. 800-BENCH-29. I could be in hell and you guys wouldn't care, really. I mean, the one thing that you got to appreciate is that probably 80% of the time I would say that I'm pretty conducive to wherever you live. I'm not really big on making fun of people where they live.
On a mission from hell.
You don't hear me ripping where people live. I mean, that's where you live, man. What's up? I don't get into all this crap about, like, I hear these other shows for, like, 2 minutes, and I have to just break my frickin' fist into the stereo because I can't deal with people, like, ripping on cities like they know anything about it. You know, like, rumor... I saw this movie the other night, and the first line of the movie, I swear to God, was, "So it's the mistake on the lake, huh?" And the guy's like, "Shut up." He was on a Greyhound bus coming into Cleveland in the 50s. And, you know, it's like today. Did you see the thing in the USA Today about Pittsburgh? I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh. I'll break this guy's freaking head open. Is the internet depressing, or is it just Pittsburgh? And this guy at Carnegie Mellon said that basically... My alternative hypothesis is that Pittsburgh makes people depressed. How about we break your legs? You know, what? some lady out at Carnegie Mellon at Pitt, like out by Pitt. It's Pitt and Carnegie Mellon are right down the street. One of them's in a rich neighborhood. The other one has crack in it. And talking about Pitt, go home, man. Move back where you're from. I don't care about your study. Talking about people being addicted to the net and it makes you depressed. It makes you have a backache, okay? And it helps shop for guys. You don't even have to leave the house. You can watch football and buy your wife stuff. It's beautiful. Snack bars in Portland, Oregon.
Scotty.
Hey.
Hey, I just got done watching the Florida State Texas A&M game.
So did I.
And I remember about a week and a half ago where a guy called in and and you're pretty good. I mean, you're right on him.
But I got that game wrong, right?
You got it wrong big time.
Okay. Well, does that make you feel better, dude? I miss a lot of games. First thing Brett and I talked about tonight was Colorado State ahead, Michigan State up 16-0. And I blame your sister on that. You know, don't call and sit and remind me of the games I lose that I lose money on, you fool. I want to not talk about losing money. I want to talk about hitting games. And you'll see that week to week, I'll be so far ahead of you, your head will spin. And if you're really, like, keeping track of me and you're in a room doing that stuff, go tell your neighbor because I don't, like, lose weight over it or sleep. Brett, do I come in every week for 5 years and give my stingers, the money losses that are painful and irritating to my rectum?
Yes.
Do I hide from my heavy amount of mistakes every week when I pick 65 frickin' football games?
No.
Do I unfairly screw people over and not let them make fun of me?
Never.
That guy got to say he was going to remind me that I was wrong. Hey, Anderson, tell those people to go do themselves. You know, I'm interested in people that want to plan to make money, not talk about games that I got wrong. Because I always talk about games. In fact, tonight, five times I said they're not going to cover the 15 of FIMS.
The only reason why I put that guy on was because his name was cool. Snack Bar?
I could care less what his frickin' name is. I don't care. I like the guy. He's cool. He got his point across. But my point is this. I never shy away from when I lose. I'm the one losing the frickin' money. When I go to Vegas and I lose, do you think I sit there and run around? I got one wrong. I got one wrong. I got one wrong. Jesus. I get 10 right and 3. Let me tell you how my life is, dude. I get 10 right and 3 wrong. I get 5 death threats.
Do you realize?
I will not waste my time talking to people that want to talk about losing money. To me, it's pissed me off radio.
Do you realize how rich you'd be if you hadn't missed a game in 5 years? You wouldn't be doing the show, I don't think.
You can guarantee that. You know, that's like, my dad can beat up your dad. You know, shut up. I like Snack Bar. He got his point in. A couple weeks ago, you told me, dude, tell your neighbor. If you don't think I'll hit, listen in the morning, listen in the afternoon, don't listen to me.
Here's good advice. The callers can ask you for their picks. If they don't like your pick, don't friggin' bet it.
Don't bet it. It's your frickin' problem there, GA.
I go against you every once in a while, and I lose most of the time.
We constantly have to deal with this problem, so I'm going to eliminate it. Why should we talk about... when Brett, I come in and do the stingers. Like, first, it's the worst thing that happens in my life. Do you think that when I sit there and hit 8 or 10 or 11 games for you people, and that getting 4 wrong, you think I feel good when I get them wrong? That's like exactly what you're asking me. You got that game wrong, you said you'd get right. And I was doing your mother. Larry.
No, it's Larry, but that's all right.
I just said Larry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. I got to get my senses. You know. And I love, it's like Archie Bunker's place here, but you know what I mean? Max, quit serving well drinks.
to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First, let me say, for people that have never heard me before, I don't want to scare you. I'm just telling you, like, I started in Vegas. And I'm in 100 cities because I would think that there's some tie into that. I think I'm on in Vegas every night, and they hear me. When there's a game on it, they go to the other alternate route type plan. Because in Vegas, why do you think they call me 79? I'm not going to argue with people about games I lose because they hurt me more than they hurt you. I try to give you people great advice on games, and I don't want to talk about all of your frickin' problems. That'll help you out. I hope that explains it for you. Because I never shy away from them. They hurt me way more than you, believe me. And I question everything I do and all of this, and I'm not going to frickin' lose my mind over anything. I just hit too many games to worry about a few. But, you know, I looked at it realistically. All they needed to do was score another one, and they would have covered. But they didn't have enough time, and they messed around. They ran the ball, and it was A&M's defense, which we knew. It's the same type of thing I'm talking about tonight when I was talking about the only way this team will have a chance in a football game, you heard me earlier, is to talk about defensively and keeping the ball. I was talking about the Ravens and Steelers. They got to keep the ball away from Pittsburgh and Cordell Stewart, otherwise he'll generate points. I think the same thing held true we talked about before the A&M game. A&M can stay in the game with a couple of breaks and keeping the Florida State team confused defensively. And 15, I thought that, with this big bragging and everything, I don't buy into any of that crap. I looked at it realistically. I knew that A&M was loaded. They got the Vietnamese kid Nguyen. He's a great football player. He'll be another player that, didn't get a lot of praise by the, stopwatch and by the scouts, but will be like that Zach Thomas attacking the football type guy. Now, you look at the West Virginia game or the Michigan game this week, and you look at it realistically, you know that when Michigan goes to South Bend, strange things will happen. And over the last four or five games, the total number of points in the game's rivalry, all of the games combined, is 13 points. So the six is huge. I mean, it's like, that's a lot of points to go down there and give. You know that Notre Dame's going to score, but Michigan has nine starters back on defense. Michigan wins a football game, but typically this is a field goal football game. And with a quarterback that's never thrown a pass, you got to think he's going to look like Van Rapphorst did for USC. I hit USC for you. I hit the Louisiana Tech 34. Stick that in your ear. Because they had the Troy Edwards kid and Tim Rattay. I knew that they produced. I knew that they won nine games last year. I knew that they were a team that threw the football out the ass. They scored points because I knew that Nebraska had some changes on defense, and they're going to pay for it in practice this week. And they lost their quarterback, Newcomb. He may not play, but that's another one of those injuries where if I don't hear about tears and I hear of sprains, I know that kid will probably play because he's stupid or whatever, and he'll be like, I can go, I can go. But if they don't, Nebraska's going to go with some totally unproven kid, but it's just not going to matter. All right, let's keep going. There's big games this week like that Colorado State game. Now, you've got to be fired up for Colorado State. I want to talk to this guy, Larry, who we were making communication with, and then I'll talk to this fan in Denver about that football game. Larry.
Hey, Pharrell. Hey. Sorry, my phone sucks.
It doesn't matter. I just do that to be a smart ass.
Hey, you want to know what? If nobody has the money to take all your locks, then they shouldn't bet at all, because you got to bet them all because you're going to win money.
You know, and these are the same dudes that are their wife goes past the living room and says, you want a beer? Yeah, Frank, get me two. I'll be right with you, Larry. Can we check? Well, actually, we won't do that right now because I don't want to. I want to get Larry back, and he deserves it. I was going to go check the Met game, but just Larry deserves this after hanging up on him twice.
Well, thank you, Pharrell. Pharrell, hey. I don't think the Redskins are getting any respect. I'm sorry.
You know, they don't deserve any. I mean, they've done nothing except lose games for 4 years in the big game, and when the season counted, they let you down. They deserve nothing. I don't care all the hype they got on paper until some dude snaps his knee. Hostetler gets hurt. He's going to be able to play and everything. But, I mean, they have a hopeful outlook. There's no doubt. But if they don't make the playoffs this year, everyone will be fired.
Well, I think,
I hear that the team's for sale now.
I think that if Gus Frat quits headbutting a wall, then he'll be fine, and he might come out. This might be a bust-out season for him.
Well, let's hope so, because he's been real average up to this point. Nino in Pittsburgh.
What's up?
At it.
Can I get in it?
Yeah, get him. In-man-iron. John, yeah. Be a puke. Yeah, so football's back in Pittsburgh. That means TAE's ratings soar, and Steeler fans start drinking beers by the head full. Like, bang, they smack them off their heads.
Yeah. Hey, great game tonight. Too bad I lost.
It was a great game. You know, obviously, A&M's defense this year will be the key to their season. I mean, let's face facts at this point that R.C. Slocum runs a great football program. He's got huge kids. They have every capability every year of going to a major bowl game. They're not some kind of, like, walkover. I thought that was a lot of points to give them. I thought Florida State would look better on the road than they did. In fact, all that I really was impressed with was the defenses on both sides of the ball. Brett, any comments about Florida State? Their offense really looked anemic. Winky didn't do much. I know that the defense did just stopped A&M cold pretty much.
Their defense is deadly. They got so much team speed.
A&M would have only scored 7 points, but they got the fumble on the – they hit Winky, picked up the fumble, scooped it in. They don't score there. They lose 23-7.
I was telling you, we were watching the game early in the third quarter. I said, A&M's not going to score again.
The fumble was the key to the cover tonight, and Las Vegas loves it. That's why they're building new hotels. Ron and Sault Ste. Marie on WKNW.
How you doing, Scotty?
Hey, Ron.
Last week at this time, someone called you about the Florida game, and you know what you said to them? You said, I guess they'll cover. You know, you sounded about as enthusiastic about Florida covering as you do about the Steelers covering this weekend. Translated, that means shop elsewhere on the board.
Yeah, you got that right, bro. I mean, the key is whether somebody's used to me or whether they're not, and usually they'll follow real fast when I start dancing. I've never gone around, frankly. I mean, I guess I have, but I'm pretty proud of that end of it. I know that in the fall and winter, I have astronomical ratings, success, and it's because of football. And it's because I know what I'm doing with football, and that's why there isn't a coach or player anywhere that won't go on with me. I mean, I studied the game since I was freaking 3 years old.
Well, I made that first.
And I don't charge people. I don't rip people off, and I don't get a whole lot of games wrong.
Well, I looked at that game on the board. I was out in Vegas.
Scared of that.
Time this weekend.
I would have never bet that game.
And I looked at it and said, Scotty's been lamenting the overhype for Florida State. I'm staying away from it, so I didn't play it. So
every year,
money.
It's the same thing every year. It's like the same thing you'll see on ESPN and Fox and all the rest. Every single day now for the rest of the year, you will get limited college football coverage. You think you're seeing a lot. But what you're seeing is the same freaking teams every night that they talk about. They don't talk about college football. They do one story every now and then about a kid that's missing a foot or something. But they literally talk about the powerhouses only. They will blow Andy Katzenmeyer so much coverage this year, and this guy's taking freaking PE classes. It's not even worth discussing. This kid's academic career at Ohio State is a joke.
Scott,
and I don't care. He's going to play pro football. He should just go play pro football now. Don't waste my time. with a hero about some dude taking golf and swimming. I'm not even kidding.
Scotty, who
He's a football player his whole life. It's like David Cohn said, when I'm done with baseball, I don't know what the Pharrell I'm going to do.
Who's going to win the trench warfare, Syracuse, Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee's got some disadvantages, and also at the same time, they're on the road with a new quarterback, and no one knows what they'll do, much like what you saw tonight. No one knew what would happen when these two football teams came out. We knew Florida State got a lot of coverage based on, it's just simple, Bobby Bowden, speed, PR, the machine works. Every year you know it's going to be, you know, all about, but they don't even talk about Miami anymore. They talk about the Gators and the Seminoles, and I, you know, in fact, it shocks me, the system, how it really works. I mean, this year you're going to get Cade McNown up your ass, Tim Couch up your ass, Ricky Williams up your ass, and then they'll tell you how great of a coach George Welsh is, and he'll go out and lose Thursday.
No wonder why the TV ratings are dropping.
They write, they'll do stories on Joe Pa, they'll do frickin' stories on Lou Holtz, even though he's like doing stories for CBS, they'll do stories on him, on his book or something. I mean, this is all about who you know and your friends. They don't cover it. They covered Randy Moss because he was a troublemaker, they thought, not because he was a great receiver. Now they're going to start talking about Troy Edwards. By week 10, they're going to be talking about how many chicks he's done in the last year and how much trouble he's in. Everybody that has success at all gets attacked.
Scotty 79, you're the man.
You're the man. Jerry Coleman again at Camden. I want to talk to the White Sox manager about as much as I want to get my car stolen tonight. I'd rather talk to Jerry. Jerry.
Told Anderson, who cares about Jerry Manuel?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we care about you entertaining as usual on the bench and not some dude we can barely understand, that team that is run by him and Ron Goofball. That is the biggest joke going.
We were going to have him talk about that lovable Albert Bell who hit a two-run homer tonight, but really, who cares?
But how about that big hurt this, you know?
Exactly.
I don't care about Robin Ventura anymore and his trade block nightly stories. I expose now all cheese.
I mean, Ray Miller's good for his nightly entertainment value, but that's about it.
That is just clearly what I'm loving to hear you say, Jerry. This is all about Ray.
It's Ray's year, and the Orioles lose again, though, by the way, tonight. Eight straight, third time this year they've lost eight or more.
That's all we need to know. Now, just tell Ray we love him.
I'll send him your best.
All right, now what's the story when a guy calls up and says the Skins get no respect, and I said, dude, they don't deserve any. What are the Skins doing, and what are the Ravens doing? Because I know you're doing that.
Well, it was two opposite preseasons for those teams. The Ravens went undefeated. The Redskins played terrible in the preseason, especially the starting offense. That's a big question mark right now with Gus Frerotte and company. They only put up like 20-some points in eight quarters in the preseason. They didn't get the job done, so there's a lot of questions there and a lot of panic in the nation's capital. As far as Baltimore goes, the new stadium's built up a lot of hype. So did the preseason going 4-0.
It'll be loud.
It's going to be packed for the Steeler game coming up this Sunday.
It'll be warm. What's the weather going to be? Warm and drunk weather.
Absolutely. There'll be tailgating going on probably at 8 a.m. for the 1 o'clock kickoff.
So what I'm saying is there'll be a factor of the fans will be a factor. 80,000 or something, right?
They'll have 69,000 fans, and they'll all hate Paul Tagliabue, who's supposed to be there. He's hated here in Baltimore.
Who cares? I mean,
his life is on the line.
I think the Ravens get 6 points based on the new stadium and 95-degree beer drinking for 4 hours.
Yeah, all the preparations are being made for the beer. So,
Jim Harbaugh going to do all right?
I think Harbaugh's going to do okay. Certainly can't do any worse than Vinny Testaverde.
What do they got up front?
Up front, they're looking good. The big question right now, Pharrell's the running game. The offensive line didn't have a great preseason, but they're expected to come around for the regular season. Run the ball?
That's what all the real bad teams say. We're hoping to really develop over the next 6 weeks. Well, that's when you'll be out of the playoffs.
Absolutely. It won't take long for the Ravens to do themselves in.
Well, I can't believe what's happened to the Orioles season, man. It must just be a absolute mess hell there.
Well, it's depressing because now it's Ravens season.
All right, dude. I got to go.
All right, Pharrell.
Good job, Jerry.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
What'd you end up doing? Hanging up on that kid that was in Yankel's basement? And what did I do? I was tripping so bad. I got Joe in Brooklyn in, and I meant to hit the Mets. And then when we went to the Mets, the coupler kind of sends it, like, wireless, and it kind of comes and goes, but not like you could notice, but we do. And so I had Joe on. So Joe is the winner of the lucky drawing. Joe.
Scotty, you the man.
You just won 5,015 hookers on a yacht for a week.
Scotty, you are the man.
No, you're the man.
No, you're the man.
You got all the chicks on the yacht.
Yo, baby, how's Metallica, Scotty?
I had a great time. You know, whenever I get around the boys, I have a great time. The one thing I noticed is that since I've worked with them, and I'm not even, like, playing butter here, like I'm, you know, some kind of badass or anything. I'm saying, since I've been around them a lot, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when I did the Christmas show with them in a room with Max, get on there and back me up on this. When you sit in a room with them and do a produce a special that goes in 500 cities around the world, and you're in the same room with them, like we were in the same room with like all of them jamming out with like all these bands and Metallica and everything. And when the whole night we did it and then partied with them, that I don't think I'll ever think the same way about them live again. Like to be buddies with them and to be with them in a studio producing a show at Christmas and then to go see them live, I just smile and you know, kind of just like love them and just say anything they could take a dump on stage and I'd support them.
Nothing can match that night. That was history with all those people, not only Metallica, but the other guys.
You see my point, though? Like, would you be able to like see them live and ever think it was as good as what happened to you that night?
No way.
I mean, we're sitting there, even in the breaks, we were still there laughing and raising hell and chugging wine. It was one of the greatest nights ever for my career and life.
We gotta get the videotapes. There was one dude videotaping that whole thing. I don't know where that is.
It wasn't like we were like in awe of him because I've worked with him a lot. It's just I'll never see him the same way again. Like I sat backstage at the show and listened to the whole set or whatever, and then I bolted. I didn't hang around to bug him because I know him that way. I left notes like, Pharrell, you guys are badasses later, and then they know that I'm cool on them. And you know, I know them differently. I know their girlfriends, their wives, their what they are into. I talk more about hockey with Lars than I do about Metallica. Believe me, the last thing I talk about with Metallica is Metallica. The last thing they want to talk about, it'd be like me going to the store, and I go to the store, and somebody asks me Pharrell on a bench questions. I like the bitches that hang out and ask me, like, man, you're good looking, Pharrell. What's up? I'm like, what's up, baby? You know what I mean? Joe?
Yeah.
All right.
Guy, just give me a prediction of the Giants.
Well, I think that, you know, I was interested in the game. I mean, the Redskins, I don't think they're going to go in and beat the Giants. I think that, you know, that's a tough place to open the season. I mean, and look what they did last year. And, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Giants are all that great because I don't think that they're the same team. Brett, without Jason Sehorn, I think that it's like having a freaking it's like having a hippo in your backfield playing corner. Are you going to feel good about that?
Nope.
I'm not going to feel good about any rookie or any third-year guy, Corey Hamilton. No way. Sean Williams will be picked alive. So if Farad has any gumption, he'll go up and win that game. But I still smell Giants. Let's go to Yerk in D.C. on JFK.
Hey, Pharrell, you got to get me a case of Tums. I'm getting an ulcer with all these guys doubting your picks here.
I won't even put up with it ever. I mean, I'll sit here all night and talk about frickin' music. I will not talk to people that want to bring up misery. I mean, I can't stand talking about games I lose.
Yeah.
And I always am the first one to come in and talk about the games I got wrong. I mean, I was in here tonight already saying, and then the facts remain is exactly what the guy called and said. He said, I was very worried about the football game. We talked about it a number of times. I said that I would not touch it with a 10-foot pole. Florida State is all hype. You know, they get this rub down like they're something special every year. Christ, they have nothing back. They got a 26-year-old quarterback that did not look good tonight. Nobody looked good. I thought their defense was the reason they won the football game. And their offense was able to tire A&M because they were on the frickin' football field the whole night. But, you know, my picks stand for themselves. They speak for themselves for 5 years.
You come over here, you do my mother, you keep giving me locks like this. All right, buddy?
You're the man. You gotta love it when Pharrell Ovidians offered their family members to me. That is beautiful. God bless you all. You wanna hear some music? Who do you wanna hear? Call, tell Anderson, Max will put it on for you. Anything at all. It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad lock, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. It's the FOTB Retro Pod, August of 98. Now, I mean, there's a lot happening on this show. I've already gone through the whole thing about Mario Lemieux buying the Penguins and taking over the team with Ron Burkle and saving the franchise. And so that's all cool. Now we take it to an entirely different level. In this episode, we got a couple of situations developing. One, I got some homeless dude reaching in my car window, trying to give me the jimmy, trying to give me the slip, trying to give me like some friction, trying to give me the business. Trying to grab me or go after something in my car, or trying to make a power play move on me. I'm just not having it. I mean, I got a guy sticking his arm, his head into my car window, trying to like take advantage of me or like scare me or threaten me or do whatever to me. I'm just not having it. Just not gonna have it. I'm violent at this point. I'm just going to smash your face in. I'm going to rabbit punch you in the face. I'm going to bite you. I'm going to scratch your eyeballs out. I'm going to gouge you in the eye. Knock him in the teeth, kick him in the head. Knock him in the teeth, kick him in the head. Elbow to the head, knock him in the teeth. Knee to the head, knee to the con, knee to the head, knee to the con. Hammer, 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 headbutt. Eye gouge. Gouge their eyeballs out. I mean, why not? You know what I mean? I mean, I think it's appropriate. Somebody like tries to move in on your space. You got to defend yourself. Crank them in the head. So this is what I did. And you'll see that on this episode. Plus, how about I get to go to a Metallica show and hang out with Metallica? Metallica, 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 Metallica. And I'm rolling backstage with the heavy hitters. Who gets to go to Metallica shows and hang out backstage? Pharrell, that's who. Who do they trust me? That's who. Who do they want me? That's who. Who do they go with me? That's who. Who do they let go backstage me? That's who. Who do they feed booze and drugs to? Me, that's who. Who do they hang out with all the hoes? Me, that's who. There's nothing quite like watching Lars banging on the drums 100 miles an hour and seeing Hetfield shredding and singing and Kirk Hammett riffing and rolling on his guitar. Yeah, do you wanna get heavy?
Anyway, I also have on this 98 show retro style little fantasy football situation going on here. At the time, I had a fantasy team. It was the early stages of fantasy football, right in the beginning. And I had a team, and I had guys like Emmett Smith on my team. Time, I didn't think Emmett had much left in the tank. I didn't know whether or not I should start him, whether I should roll with him on the team for that week. So I go through all the players that I have and who I should sit, start, deal, trade. I got a guy basically running my fantasy team, and we get into it here, and it's pretty cool. I think one of the coolest parts of this show, really, at the end of the day, is a call that I take where I got a guy complaining about me getting a pick wrong. You know, I do all my picks, and I used to, on Fridays, lay out all the lumber. I'd give you every single pick in college football, money line and spread, and every single pro game, money line and spread. And back then, in August of 98, I didn't charge money for the picks. I just gave them out on the air on, you know, Pharrell on a Bench nationwide on Infinity and Westwood One and all the rest. So I was on The Fan in New York. I was on 250 radio stations. I'm just doling out winners left and right, giving everybody great picks and hitting tons of them and making people fat stacks of money. Then I got to take calls from morons that give me advice on the ones I get wrong. I got like a guy calling up. I could hit 15 out of 20 plays and I'd still get the five phone calls of the games that I get wrong. I mean, these idiots want me to get every single pick right. Not allowed to ever get a bet wrong. Never allowed to get a pick wrong. Never allowed to make a mistake. And if I do, I never hear the end of it. It's like saying I go to Vegas and I have to get every single bet right and every single hand of blackjack right. And, you know, every craps toss right, or every number right on the roulette wheel, or win every single poker hand, win every single sports bet you make. Never get anything wrong, ever. And you got to get threatened. You got to take abuse. You got to have callers ripping you and shredding you. I'm just not having it. I mean, how many picks have I gotten right over the years and made people tons of money, and then I got to get all this flack for getting a pick wrong? Screw you. And your mother. I don't care what you think. I'm not going to get every pick right. It drives me nuts. It still happens to this very day. I sell the picks. People buy them. I'm the cheapest handicapping service in the world. PharrellOnABench.com. $35 a month to get every single play and every single sport across the board. And I get tons of games right. I had 7 weeks in the NFL last season in 2019, 7 weeks where I had over 70% winners. And I got still handfuls of people bitching about the ones I get wrong. I get 70% of the games. I hit 79% of the games. And you bitch about me getting a couple of picks wrong? Screw you and your whole family. I don't care what you think. This 98 August retro Pharrell on a Bench show, I hope you dig it. Get a taste of this, why don't you? Shake out.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.